Such a beautiful song by the beautiful Becca. This is a brand new one. She calls this one Makoma. First time I play here on Hits 103.9 FM. Even though I'd heard a little bit about the song, but I tell you, this is so beautiful. And looks like the video is almost ready with it as well. So once everything is set, you can listen to the song and you get to also watch the video. Becca is indeed back. It's still Daybreak. It's here on Hits 103.9 FM. And just before we went on this break, I did tell you. And just before I started talking, I just went on X and I saw my girl, Zakia Kunge, who is actually, you know, singing, and with the caption that the feelings of people struggling with depression, I hope someone can relate. And talking about depression, it looks like there's a lot going on. Sometimes you feel a certain way and you cannot even tell what exactly is wrong with you. You can share and it makes you feel sick. Now, I'm like, you're sick, but what are you sick of? Now, I've been joined by a beautiful, in fact, she's a young lady. She's a US-based medical practitioner, Dr. Akosua Joyce Opong. She has received a PhD award in mental health. The decorated medical practitioner received her doctorate at the University of Massachusetts, that's in USA, and Dr. Opong, who specialized in psychiatric mental health, made history as the only graduate of African descent in her batch. And this morning, this beautiful young lady has joined me here in the studios of Hits FM. She's so beautiful and I'm so happy she's here with us, because as I said earlier, there's a lot going on amongst us, around us, in us, that sometimes when we even try to tell what is wrong with us, we are not able to tell it. It's so difficult. We're going through a lot of things, and sometimes we hear people say, I'm depressed, I'm not okay, mental health issues here and there, so many things. And today, I want you to be part of this conversation, and perhaps, who knows, if you're going through something and you don't know what it is, maybe if I'm allowed to activate the phone lines, then it will be an opportunity for you to call in and ask questions that you want to ask. My name is Doreen Avio, hashtag Navrongo Chick, and this morning we are talking mental health. Good morning, Dr. Akosua.
Good morning, Doreen.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I'm so happy to have you this morning.
Thank you.
Because I believe that we have a lot to discuss, especially when we know what is going on in this country, around the world. Sometimes the fears, the anxiety, the things that we go through that we are not able to share or even tell enough to be able to be told what is going on with us. Today, we get to know. So tell a brother, tell a friend, tell every other person that we have started. And make sure you also join us live on Facebook. And if you have any questions or comments, drop it there. Or better still, if you have any, you can send it to us via WhatsApp number 0548-841-039. As I said, today we are discussing mental health problems. So first of all, just like we all know, maybe we have a certain perception or we are so used to a certain definition. But if I am tuning in for the first time and I'm hearing mental health, what is it?
Thank you so much, Doreen, for having me. I am so joyful to join you this morning.
Thank you so much.
And I want to say good morning to all your listeners and your supporters.
Thank you.
Who make this show possible for us to be able to come and have a word with the community and the world. So to begin with, mental health is a clinical syndrome.
Okay.
It's a syndrome that affects our mental being, our neurovegetative being. It affects what made it really happen is still in research, has not really defined it.
Okay.
So it's still unspecified. The etiology is unclear.
Okay.
But it is there. It is a disease that affects the chemical imbalances in your head to be I don't want to complicate and confuse your listeners. The biological definition is so broad, it gets very, it loses people very quickly. Mm-hmm. But the simple word for listeners to understand is it's a chemical imbalance that happens in your brain if an event happened. The causes is a couple of key factors that contribute to that.
Mm.
So it is a mental imbalances, a chemical imbalances, or a clinical syndrome that affects the neurovegetative of the brain.
Okay. And I told you it's quite a lot, because you might have a different definition, but this is clinical, but she's tried to break it down for you to understand. So now we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of it. Like, we're going into more details about it. So what are the symptoms of, mental health? How can one say that I think I'm going through mental health or something is not right with me?
Thank you, Doreen, for this question. So we have multiple types of mental health.
Mm.
The most very common one that we all know, experience it one way or the other, is depression.
Mm.
We have the depression, which is, I would say, 10%. If you select 100 people, 10 of them has depression.
Wow.
That's what our research indicates. And it keeps increasing every day. So let's take depression.
Mm.
What causes depression is a multiple key factors. One is stress.
Mm.
Life events. Example of a life event is losing a loved one, losing a capital that you are trading with.
Mm-hmm.
Some back medical history, just being diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
The doctor just gave you a bad report about your child's illness that you were hoping that you would hear a good news. And some of them also is a biological.
Okay.
We have a family genetic of a group of people that have been experiencing depression before.
Mm.
And if your mother, your sister, your father has been depressed before, chances of you, the next generation, also experiencing depression is very high.
It's very high.
It's very high. So it has multiple factors. And depression being the most common one, these are the key factors. Some other also poor, guilt, feeling guilt. If we talk about our youth, our university students, just failing a common exams
can
trigger depression. Mm. If you don't have a strong people surrounding you to uplift you, to tell you you can do it, go ahead and do it again, because success is not on a silver platter.
Mm.
You have to work hard for it. So for our youth, our college students, their basic issue, even though they have life events going on, but research indicates that college students get very depressed and get to feel so guilty, feeling of unworthiness. You know, how come my classmates, we were all studying together, we were all spending the same amount of time in the library, and she passed or he passed and I did not pass it. Then they started, putting all this on your head that it's me, I'm not worthy, I can't do it, I can't, stand up to anything good. And then all those boiling up, if it's not intervening on time,
then
they get depressed and then they want to check out.
Should we add love relationship to it?
Love relationship, yes.
To break up.
Yes, heart attack, losing a relationship that you have invested in it, that you were hoping that is going to a next level. You, for example, the male, the female, let's say the female is the one who is bringing more on the table.
Yeah.
Hoping that this is going to be
something
my
good.
Future.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden the man says,
I don't want you again.
Exactly. Exactly. That is a major key, that if you are a woman and you are not well grounded, if your self-esteem is not well built, if you are not on the Christ, if you don't have the Holy Scripture and people that is around you, as women being the weaker vessel, we check out very fast.
Woo.
We check out very fast.
This is interesting, and I'm sure most of you are already going through it, considering the list of examples that have been shared so far. I'm sure that you're like, that's mine. This is mine. But with mental health, with all the symptoms that you have mentioned, is there a cure for it?
Yes.
Oh.
Doreen, there is a cure. And this is one of my vision, that if we make it aware, that is something to talk about. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to feel shy. You don't have to be labeled. It is there. It is part of us. So why are we not discussing it? And then getting the cure for it. There is cure. So we have a scale. It's called the PHQ-9.
Mm.
That is the international scale that a psychiatry we use to screen for people that are going through issues. Anybody comes to the clinic and says, you know what, I just lost my job. You know, I just lost my loved one. My mom is sick. I've just been diagnosed with, you know, a terminal disease. We have some questions to answer. So once you complete your form, so the highest number start from 8. Mm. It's 8 over 27. So any number above 8, you have been depressed. Then depending on how you feel, some are not able to sleep.
Mm.
Their appetite is gone. The things that they used to like, they are no longer doing it. So with all this coming in together, we have a medication for you. Everybody has different medication. Depend on what you tell me, how you feel. You know, dog, I don't think I've been able to sleep since this happened. Then I will prescribe a medication for you. So you're going to be on the medication, and it starts being effective from 4 weeks.
Okay.
Your first 2 weeks, it gets worse. But that is when I come in and I tell you, yes, you're going to feel that way. It's normal.
Mm.
And we increase the talk therapy, we're going to call it counseling sessions. So once we meet and we start you on a medication, you come back for us to talk to you. We follow up with you. My secretary will call you and then we ask you how you feel until you come back. If it's getting worse, we bring you back sooner.
Mm.
And then we change the medication for you, or we ask you to continue it. Because from 4 weeks, you see your mood is lifted drastically.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, you know, I find that interesting, especially, mm-hmm. I'm sure somebody who is listening right now talking about medication would be like, okay, so if somebody breaks up with me, maybe there's a medication for love. And then somebody will also say that if they come and tell you that I lost a loved one and I am not happy, there's a medication to take to make you happy, yes, or something. So should we say that there are medications for all these feelings or the things that we go through, or these are just medications to enable you sleep or change your chain of thought?
Thank you, Dora. We have medication for all mental health illness or mental health diseases has medication, yes.
Mm.
And what is going to be good for you? We have a broad. We have the SSRI. We have all broad of medications. And what is going to be good for you is how you tell me, I'm not able to sleep. And I'm not able to do the things that I used to do, mm-hmm, because my boyfriend has broken up with me. I'm trying to check out. I feel like life is no longer, I have nothing to hold on to. Yes, if you are having suicidal thoughts, there is a medication that I'll give to. What I'll give to you, Doreen, I may not give that one to Gifty.
Okay.
Because of what Gifty told me and because of what you told me. So there are medication for all kinds of mental health illness. Yes.
Okay. If you're just joining us, this is Daybreak Hits. My name is Doreen Avio, hashtag Navrongo Chick. And this morning, we are discussing mental health problems. I have been joined by US-based medical practitioner Dr. Akosua Joyce Opong. Yes, she has done so much, and of course she made history as the only graduate of African descent in her batch who specialized in psychiatric mental health. And this morning she is taking us through the process, because I bet a lot of people are going through a lot, and sometimes it's even so difficult to share. Even if you decide to share, I'm sure you ask, who do I share with? So when it comes to things like depression, does it make it difficult for people not to share? Because the thing is that there's also this thought. If I tell somebody about my problem, they might think I'm mad, I'm going crazy. This shouldn't even be something that should cause me to feel the way I feel. So I want to find out from you as a doctor, is it okay to share? And if we are to share, who do we share it with?
Thank you, Doreen. Yes, it is okay to share. That is why we are trying to reduce stigma.
Mm.
Mental health has been attached with stigma for a very long time. And we are in a modern era. We are almost in the 25th century. We are just going and going and going. Life is changing. You know, we have a lot going around the world. Yes. people feel very difficult to share mental health. And that is why I am doing this, to let people know that when you have a headache, you are able to tell somebody, I'm having a headache. And you take, you know, here you're going to say you take paracetamol, mm-hmm. or no, back home you're going to take Tylenol or something. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is good to talk to somebody that I am feeling this way. Here in Ghana, I'm not sure what the system is, but in US, we have a very supportive resources for mental health. There are a group of so many multiple clinics around that people will just call in and say, we have a hotline, a 24/7 hotline that you can call back in the US. If you are feeling down and you want to talk to somebody, there are people around to talk to you all the time. Here in our African country, I'm not going to say only Ghana, but African continent, because it's like you said, somebody will say, oh, I am mad, I'm losing it. No, you are not. You are still not feeling well because something has triggered that. Mm. So, yes, talk to somebody. You can call. I'm sure they have a psychiatry professionals here, yeah. But it's not very...
It's not like it's not the same. Like you said, yes. There's a hotline you
there
can call
hotline,
and
yes.
all that. Maybe it might not be the same here in Ghana.
Yes.
I have not been there before,
right.
But at least I know that there's something like there's the Accra Psychiatric
yes.
Hospital. I know there's a Pantang somewhere going to Ebri, and quite a number of them. But as to how the services are, I cannot really tell. But
yes.
I want to believe there's a system like that.
Yes, I should believe so also. I should believe so also. I so this visit that I'm here, I want to make myself available to talk to people. If you have something that is bothering you, you don't feel like you have the support to talk to somebody, I am available for you to call me. Call me, I'll talk to you.
Okay.
It's we have to start somewhere. Somebody has to feel comfortable to talk to people. And also, people don't feel the trust, the confidentiality. It's a very sensitive situation.
It is.
If somebody's going through a mental health disorders, it is very difficult. They go through process of who do I trust, like you said. So yes, don't feel shy. Don't feel like you don't have to talk about it. Talk about it. Even if it's your church, your pastor, somebody who is a role model to you, go to them and express how you feel. And then if they know somebody, I'm sure there are so all these resources, they'll be able to help you. But this 4 weeks that I'm here, I have a phone number. I have a clinic in the US.
Okay.
And that is all I do. It's a mental health clinic. I do all kinds of mental health illness. So me being a Ghanaian, I just want to reach out to my community and give it back to society.
All right.
So I have a Ghana number. I can give it to out when we finish our conversation.
Okay.
And people can call me if you have something you want to discuss. Call me. We will talk about it.
Now I hope you got that right. Yes, she says she has a number. So if you're thinking or wondering who to trust or who should to sell your story to or tell what is bothering you, she's here and she will definitely help you with it or even direct you how to go about it. You know, sometimes we live with people, we are with people, and you know, how do I help somebody or how do I convince somebody that you are not okay? Let's go and see a doctor. Let's talk to somebody. Because sometimes when you see somebody, you can tell that these days you're quiet for my liking or something. But it's like when you tell them, oh, I'm fine. I don't know if you've experienced that while in Ghana.
Yes.
People go like, oh, me oh, yeah. Oh, baby, I'm fine. I'm okay.
Yes. Yes, because people are afraid of being judged.
Hmm.
They don't want to be judged. What I have done, I think, is so bad. I don't want to talk about it because I'll be judged. So if you are in a position that somebody can reach out to you, if you are in a place that somebody can come to you, look at you as a role model, please, let's take judgments out of our receptive. Don't judge. Even if it looks so bad, don't try to judge. You have to encourage, instill. And when the person comes to him or herself, there's a stage that she will feel like, oh, or he, whoever that she approaches will say, okay, I think now I feel like I can, you know, talk Or I can explain better. And then that is when you have your corrective measures.
Mm.
You know, you did this last time. Let's do this. We have something interesting. So we are now sorry and I was 98.
Okay.
You can't keep repeating errors.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when the person has already approached you, you don't judge. You talk to them. You encourage them. Sometimes just one word will make somebody turn off out their mind. And then when they come back to their senses, that's when you put the corrective measures. But we normally tend to put the corrective measures first.
Mm.
And that pushes them backwards. And then they'll just go back into their shell. They will not talk about it at all because, oof, I'm going to be judged.
Hmm. This is interesting. If you're just joining me, this is Daybreak It. And the voice you're listening to this morning is Dr. Akosua Joyce Opon. She's US-based medical practitioner, mostly specialized in psychiatric mental health. In fact, she made history as the only graduate of African descent in her batch. And today she joins us here. In fact, through the conversation, she tells me she's going to be here for at least 4 weeks. So this should be an opportunity for you to get in touch with her once we put out her phone lines or any social media handles that can make you comfortable to call her or interact with her or share anything you are going through in life. We are talking mental health problems. Now, there's a bigger picture out there. Now, we as humans feel very uncomfortable to sometimes share our stories, and we feel that when we share it, we will be judged. What about celebrities?
Celebrities
go through the
because society look at them. Society feels like their nails shouldn't even, their eyelashes.
Like she shouldn't come off. Nothing
should
be perfect.
Be intact. No, we are humans.
Mm.
They also have the lowest moments. And when I meet my nieces and my nephews, we play, we joke. And one of my sisters is like, when you are home, you act like you are one of us. I say, yes, this is what the celebrities, they don't have.
Mm.
After they have been viewed so high, so prestigious, and then when they come home, they don't have anybody they can relate to. They don't have anybody they can share their fish or their kenke all those things. It's we are human. We're supposed to have it. Yes, celebrities, and that's why in US they are the ones that check out quickly.
Mm.
A lot of them that has ended their life is because they were going through mental illness. Some were their addiction. They've been using these drugs for so long, and my name is so high, and who should I go and tell that I'm using drugs? Let me just check out. They go to the hotel, enjoy themselves for that night, buy a gun.
Just shoot
and they say, this is it for me. So celebrities, yes, they do go through a lot. They have problems. Some of them have sickness. Some of them have received bad doctor's report. Who should I go to? Oops, they're going to judge me. Let me just stay in my little corner because I am being looked at so high. Why do I have to let somebody know what I'm going through? So they just keep to themselves and they check out. Quickly, celebrities check out very fast.
Mm. So should we say that sometimes some of these things are the reasons you would hear that a celebrity has gone on break?
Yes.
Maybe from what they're doing, or they're taking time off to take care of themselves. They ask for privacy. And sometimes when we hear, I think people are even quick to still get upset, especially if you're a fan of a good musician, all of a sudden the person says that I need some time to myself or I need a break. Is that some of the reasons why we see them going on break, trying to get well before they come back into the system?
Yes, Doreen, that's it. Mm. That's it. Because if I am treating you and I feel like you are at a stage that you need to be alone or you need to come out of the public eye, I would just ask you to stay home. I'm going to give you doctor's reports or doctor's orders that you need to stay home. Yes, some are going through addiction. They have to go to the rehab. Mm. So they have to come out of public. They say, okay, I'm going to be break for 3 months, for 6 months. Most time is because they are going through a lot of mental issues and they don't want the public to know. So they put out a vacation or I am going to be off for this certain amount of time so they can heal themselves. They can rewind and rejuvenate themselves.
Okay.
They need it.
Okay.
They need that.
So now, sometimes it's not just because they won't, but maybe there's something wrong or something is not right. Now, I want to remind you that this is Daybreak Hits, and very soon I will activate the phone line so you can all call in, share your experiences, and perhaps if you have any questions to ask Doc, then you can also go ahead to do so. And whilst you're thinking about the questions, and you're also not thinking about, hey, is this what I'm going through, or is it that I did not know and all that, I say I will still give you money. I'll still give you money, and to give you this money for the weekend, I need you to pick up your phone and dial *281#. Now, when you dial *281#, it will take you to a list of radio stations. Hits FM is number 5. Click on number 5, follow the prompt. It's so easy, it's straightforward, and you can do it as many times as you can. You could be that lucky winner for today. I'm giving us 1,500 Ghana cedis, so 500 Ghana cedis to each person. So keep it coming, dial as many times as you can. And I'm here with Dr. Akosua Joyce Opong. But Doc, I mean, when you were thinking of outside Ghana, you look at Africa, do you think that we have been educated well enough when it comes to mental health, to the point that if I'm working at a place and I feel a certain way and I tell my boss that I am not feeling well, and so I need some time off, they will accept it for you to go away, come back, and then when you're healed, you can come back to your workplace? Do you think we've educated ourselves enough, especially in Africa?
No, I don't think so. In Africa, I don't think so. But in US, we have that. US, we have a sick leave. We have a mental leave. We have a vacation. Mm-hmm. We also have personal leave. Okay. So, if you are going through death, bereavement, anything, and you feel like you are not yourself, you are not together, yes, you go to your boss and say, I need a mental break. Mm. A lot of people call out from work. My staff call out and say, Doc, I need a mental break.
Mm.
It's there. It's part of the system. In Ghana, because we have not come to accept it, it looks like it's not real because the stigma is still attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not really there yet. We have not been educated. Just to answer your question in a simple form, we have not been educated yet, and we need to. We have a lot of professors. We have a lot of, highly educated personnel in this country that we need to put into place. Mm. And mental health is there. It's real. We need to be educated.
Mm. But, Doc, have you thought, or has it ever occurred to you that someday I should come and put an edifice together in Ghana to be able to give back to my people, raise this awareness, educate people, let them know how it should be dealt with and how to take care of themselves? Has it ever occurred to you?
Dora, this is a very beautiful question. I was really praying that you ask this question. Thank you. Yes, I do. It's been on my heart for a very long time. That's why I'm doing these radio talk shows, to let people know that I am there, that I want to, yes, your question in the future. But I don't know how the system will support me. Mm. I don't know how the resources. In US, when I went to the States and said, this is what I want to do, the support was overwhelming. It was overwhelming because the system in US, they understand, they are educated, they know that this is a need. And okay, we have a provider who is willing to help us. So the support, the resources was overwhelming, I have to tell you that. So yes, if Ghana is going to support me, I'm not here, I don't know the system. Mm. Even if you have to register a business, it takes like you are pulling your tooth at the dentist's office.
Oh, Ghana. I can imagine.
Yes.
I can imagine.
And if all this will be available to me, yes, I would love to. Giving back to community, that would be beautiful.
Mm.
And even I can be in the US and still see people here because we have the virtual. We have Zoom. Mm. Most of my patients say, Doc, you know what? Tomorrow I'm not coming in. I want to talk to you from my bed. Can you do it? Of course. Mm. I go to the office and I call and we talk. And we talk about medication, whatever we want to talk about. So in the future, if I'll have the resources, if I'll be able to go to the registered office and say, I have a business, can somebody, just sign this form for me so I can at least have a business going. I would love to.
Wow.
I would love to, yes.
I think it would be great, and I'm hoping that once these conversations are done, you get a partnership, because I'm sure there are a lot of doctors in the country who are looking forward to probably put something together, but also are thinking of how to go about it. I've been joined by two amazing guests as well, and I believe that it will, I'll also give them an opportunity to ask questions, perhaps if they have any. Ninoy is one great man. Ninoy, when it comes to gospel music in Ghana, he is one who supports it so much. A lot of gospel musicians, he's done so much for them. He's still doing so much for the space. Aside that, look, okay, he says that he's waved the white flag. Okay, so we all know Ninoy. Ninoy is here. Ninoy, this morning we're talking mental health, and I'm sure you will probably have an experience, or you have some questions to ask Doc this morning. And my beautiful sister here, I don't know what she decided to do to me, but today she showed up, and I'm happy that she did show up today. Steph, have I seen you? No. Okay. Happy New Year. Steph is also here, and Steph has been in on the conversation. So maybe ladies first, I'll give Steph the chance to ask Doc any questions. And as I said, we will activate the phone line. So wherever you are, if you have any questions to ask Doc about depression, if you're going through it, if you're wondering what to do or how to go about it, she's here to give you all the answers. So Steph, I'll start with you.
Okay, good morning.
Morning.
I'm so drenched this morning.
You're
so
still
drenched.
Yes. Oh, really?
So wet. Yeah. Okay, so my question is, I have just one question for Doc. Why are women so prone to depression?
Like I said, thank you, Steph, for that question. Like I said, our biological mate is different. Okay. No. When God created everything and then realized that it is not good for man to live alone, which in his own wisdom, he instituted marriage. He pulled the man being strong, and then pulled a rib. So that is a significant telling you that women, we are weak. God knew that he did not create us first, you know. He pulled us from a man's rib. So from the initially, in his wisdom, he has made us prone to be weak. He has made us, our biological mate is different. You know, he took a clay and molded Adam beautifully in his wisdom. Why didn't he do the same for Eve?
A woman.
So from the beginning, we are weak. That is why he said the man should love the wife, because he knows that's what we need. We just need that pampering. We need that, you know, words to always build. And then from then, that is when our biological, we get into ourselves and say, okay, my husband or my boyfriend, he loves me, he cares about me. Then we also energize, and then we support whatever we also have. We have to support, and we become the man's helper. So from generation, we are the weaker vessel.
Thank you. And lastly, I'll be so glad if you have a facility in Ghana so we can be visiting you more often. Thank you.
Okay, Steph. Thank you.
All right. Ninoy.
Okay.
You have any questions?
Let me say good morning to Doreen.
Good morning.
And our listeners. And our beautiful lady. I'm sure maybe when they get some hot tea, she'll be fine.
Nana Kwan, she get us hot tea. Yeah.
So I'm happy you're having this discussion on mental health, because it's been a secret challenge for a lot of our celebrities and our music people. So I'm happy that we've opened this discussion here. I have two questions. Maybe I'll ask them one after the other. The first one is, you know, unexpectedly, in these current times, when a celebrity posts something on social media, the comments and the commentaries, even from interviews or from other things that the celebrity does, are not always positive. You have a lot of them that are negative. And these things go a long way to affect the celebrity, you know, make them depressed, make them quarreling and all of that. And at the end, you know, they face some of these mental health issues that we're talking about. So I'm asking, how does a celebrity or a public figure handle such a situation, especially when you are constantly getting, you know, the public bashing on an issue or your take on an issue? How do you handle it?
Thank you, Mr. Ninoy, for this question. So this is what I tell my high schoolers that I visit and talk to back when we call it high school year is GSS.
Mm-hmm.
Social media people are putting out a smile or they're putting out a picture that is not them. And the tree goes, what's in young one all time? Okay. So if you are a celebrity and you post something, you have to know that not everybody is going to like you. First of all, you have to really have your self-esteem on top of it. Your confidence level has to be exuberating. So that if you post something that you feel like, oh, okay, I posted this and this is where I stand. And somebody even say negative comments, it doesn't touch you. And that is me. I know that I'm at a stage in my life that negativity, minor negativity and jealousy and all those things, it doesn't really touch me. So not everybody is going to love you. So just you have to accept that what you are going to post, even if it's beautiful, even if it's a good thing, just because you are a celebrity and just because somebody feels like, oh my goodness, when you're on church or telephone. So excuse me for those who don't speak.
No, this is why you say it in English. It's not nice.
I can't say it in English. So that's why I said excuse me. So just know that it's not everything that you do, you are celebrated, that everybody's going to like you.
Mm.
You just have to accept that. And once you are gripped and you have your confidence well and say, I have decided to post this. Before I post something, I look at it.
I'm ready for it.
Exactly. My message has to be across. Mm. Once I have my message is across, I really don't care anybody that says anything negative.
Mm.
The positive ones, those who sees that I'm doing something good, they will say it. So any petty, I call it petty, kindergarten, class one, I will not take it. Mm. So they have to have a tough skin.
Mm.
Tough skin and know that what you are putting out is not everybody that is going to love you.
Doc, I agree. Tough skin, it's very, very important they have a tough skin. But how do they start building this tough skin? Must they get, you know, therapists in their team? Must they visit therapies often? What do they do? Must they have conversations about it with internal people? And at times, they even face trust issues, because at times, most of their issues they even discuss internally with those they believe are close to them come out, you know, then, you know, the media, during them, they'll be seeing a source close to the artist. Says this and that and that. So how do they develop this tough skin, though?
Thank you, Ms. Aninoy. So that's when the professionalism comes in. Mm. You know, Steph said that she'll be happy if I set up a facility here. Mm. So when you have a profession you hold high, people can come. They do need therapy. Most of the celebrities in the U.S. that are quiet and successful, all of them have a personal psychiatry. Mm. They go to their therapist and talk to them. Okay, I've decided to post this. I've decided to do this. Guide me. How do I take the criticism? How do I take that? So they do need somebody that, it has to be profession. Because like you're saying, the source or the person who is close to the celebrity, something will go wrong or something did not go their way, and then all the secrets will be leaked out.
Mm.
But if you are a profession, you hold alliances to the society, that you know that your alliances, it cannot go down.
Mm.
You hold high to what you are doing. You respect confidentiality. And you make your client safe and trustworthy.
So you advise that they constantly, even if they don't have an issue like that,
should just have something at the back, because you don't know when the storm will come down.
Mm. Mm. You know, before we continue, okay. Keche Joshua is a musician. He's part of the group Keche. And Joshua has been following the conversation, listening in, and he joins us on the line. I don't know whether he wants to ask a question or contribute. Good morning, Joshua.
Good morning, Sister Doreen. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, by the grace of God. Okay,
good. So is it a question or a contribution or an experience
a question and a contribution as well.
Okay, please.
So, I've been following everything since you started. I'm like, this is what I want to hear this morning, because I don't know if you've heard, we have a new song called An Earth. This is what we're going through. We're really, really going through stuff like that sometimes people like us, we don't say it, we don't talk about it out there. We meet, my friends, my colleagues, we meet. And the thing that we go through, I want our sister and our mother out there, in there to tell us something that triggers. Because ours is like a mixed feeling. Sometimes you don't even know if you're having this problem. Sometimes you can be dead and you don't want to talk to anybody. Like, Obiangwe, you know, you don't even know if you are having such issue. How do you, I mean, the triggers, how do you know that, oh, Charlie, I think, see, I foresee doctor, because what are they go through now? You know, be normal. We are going through stuff that we don't really, like, talk about it. We don't tell anybody about it. But we go through a lot that I am sure it affects us in terms of even our creating, like, writing songs. Sometimes what we go through online with friends, with families, sometimes it's crazy, but we just don't talk about it. So I want to know the triggers. Like, if, let's say, I'm there, I'm a celebrity, as people are saying, we post things online, we talk about it, people come and comment. The trigger that we know that, no, Charlie, things like this, they worry me. So how, what go happen where we say, no, I for go see my doctor because something like this start to enter my head inside. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Joshua, for calling. And Doc, over to you. Keche is a member of the group Keche.
Thank you, Doreen. Joshua, thank you for your question. So the most popular one that I discussed earlier on, which is the depression, anything that you are going through, whether being PTSD, anxiety, whatever mental illness that you are going through, depression is one of them. Mm. It starts from you not being yourself. It's the things that you like to do, you don't want to do it anymore. Your energy is low. You don't feel like yourself. This has to go on for 2 weeks. So at with least. Mental health, the duration is the diagnosis. You have been feeling this. I'm going to use myself as an example. I like Brody and PC very well. Mm-hmm. So if it's been going 3 days and I have not, the Brody and PC and the contemporary is there and I don't even look at it, that is a red flag right there. Mm. And if a day has gone by, another day has gone by, I'm not coming out of my room, I'm sleeping, the people that call me and I quickly pick up and chit-chat and talk and giggle, I see those phone calls
and I don't pick
it up. This is cannot be going on for more than 2 weeks. Once you see those symptoms, those key points going on more than 2 weeks, it's time for you to talk to somebody. It's time for you to come out. And this is one of my vision, that people should be able to come out and say, I have to call a professional. I have to talk to somebody because this has been going on for too long. I don't want to get up anymore. I don't even want to write my song. That's my profession. Why come I don't want to do it? I don't feel myself. I feel guilty. I feel worthless. It's time for you to speak to somebody. Mm. The keeping it inside, that is the stigma that is making people not talk about it, is what I am trying to let people know that. They are humans.
Mm.
They are humans.
Nino, is there anything you'd like to add up? And I hope, Joshua, your question or whatever information you needed has been answered accordingly. Nino, anything to add up?
I think that was a very important question coming from
Joshua.
I mean, coming from the source. And I believe that's what's making this conversation very impactful. And his question was so in line to know the triggers. So as per the explanation we've had, I just want to ask the doc again.
Mm.
The 2 weeks, is it not too far a time? You know, like you're saying, maybe my favorite fufu or jollof, I've seen it in 3 days. I'm like, oh no, I know what
you're
talking about. I mean, isn't 3 days, 4 days enough time to say, okay, let me see a therapist or let me see? But the 2 weeks, isn't it too long a time? By that time now, and call off too much, Anna.
Thank you, Joshua. So the 2 weeks is just, no, the textbook says 2 weeks.
Mm.
But you don't have to wait till that 2 weeks. Like I said, in 3 days is going, you get up all day, you don't want to take a shower, you don't want to do anything. Something is truly not right, right there. It's a red flag. So the 2 weeks is the duration that when you come and talk to me and I ask you, how long is it going on?
Mm.
And you said it's a month, I don't have to battle off my head. Quickly, I know that something is not right with you. So you yourself, please don't wait till that 2 weeks.
Mm.
You know that your fufu is been sitting down on the table and you are just, eyeing it and it's not going. You know yourself. Have you heard a bad news? Have you lost something? Something very significant has been out of your life and then all these symptoms are coming on? Yes, please don't wait for the 2 weeks. But if you come to me and I ask you, how long have you been having these feelings? How long have you been not been seen eating your fufu and your happiness going on? And you say, Doc, it's been 4 weeks or 6 weeks. Yeah, right there. I don't have to wait. I have to put you on something.
Mm. Interesting. I have a message from David Prince who says that, good morning, Doreen. Kindly tell Doug we would help her register her organization to be able to help mankind. She should please link up. Sounds good. Thank you so much on that. And I believe that this is a conversation that should be open to all. We are in the studio. We are asking our questions. But do you also have a question for Doug, or do you have an experience to share, or do you have a question to ask? If you have any of these, then this morning I said the line is for you. Free Bonto, just call me on these numbers: 0548 841 039, 0548 841 039, or 0302 216 568 or 7, 0302 216 568 or 7. These are the numbers you can call me on, and I'm sure you're like, what's going on? We are discussing mental health this morning. I cannot do it by myself, neither can Steph or Ninoy, and that's why we have a practitioner, somebody who has gone through the ropes, somebody who has actually done it and has become one of the best in her bar. She is here this morning. She's in the person of Dr. Akosua Joyce Opong, and I have my first caller, whose name is Abdul from East Legon. Good morning, Abdul.
Good morning, Doreen. It's great to have listened to this program. I want to commend you and the whole team.
Thank you so much.
For all the good things that you've been doing. And I want to extend my thanks to Doc for, sharing with us all the things that we know we need to know about mental health, because indeed, some of us are not celebrities, but of course, as individuals, we all go through a lot of things that, she put it rightly, we are not able to talk about. And listening to all of these things indeed has really opened my eyes personally to a lot of things, and I would want to encourage you all to keep the good work. And I want to know if you have a social media handle or something of the sort that you can always follow to see. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Abdul. And Doug, that's a question from Abdul. He wants to know if you have any social media handle that he can, go on or reach out to you on that.
Yes, I do. We are on all the social media. So my clinic name is Blessing Medical Consultants. Blessing Medical Consultant is in the U.S. And all the social media, I have Facebook, which is Blessing Arts, Blessing Medical Consultant. My website is blessingmedicalconsultant.com. Email info@blessingmedicalconsultant.com. I am on Twitter. I am on Instagram. You type in all the names, it will come. My website is there spelling everything out for you. You'll be able to reach me through my website also. Once you put in your information, it comes to the email, and I will be able to respond to you. So, yes, I do have all the social media handles.
And I'm sure, Abdul, before we wrap it all up, she will tell us more on it so you know how to reach out there. I have Mark from my Shaman. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning.
Mark, please go ahead. Do you have a question, anything?
Yeah, I would like to ask the doctor that I have a friend who is battling some sort of mental illness. Well, maybe like we are there for some minutes, then he's complaining that he wants to end the life, because when we were all in school, he used to do well when we were in school, but after completing the junior high, his dad didn't help him to continue. So from that time, he started thinking, overthinking, every day thinking, and when you are there, he complains of he ending his life. So what are you going to do now to talk to you so that like you calm down with what he's trying to do?
Thank you so much, Mark, for the question. Doc, just like you said, the person keeps saying that I want to end my life because things have not gone the way I wanted them to go. So if you have somebody like this, how can you, talk to the person or advise them to see maybe a practitioner or somebody to help them overcome something like this?
Yes. So when somebody says that they want to end their life, that is an emergency in psychiatry. And back home, once I ask you and you say yes, that's an admission. I will send you to an inpatient psychiatry. So for you being there for your friend, if you look at when he was saying that he was doing well in school, so he was a brilliant student and hoping to become a lawyer, a doctor. His dream has been shattered financially, whatever issue is. So it's a very major life event. And he is being stressed out, and obviously he is depressed and even wants to end his life. Ghana, I don't know the protocol, the system. Like I said, we have a mental health hotline. If this was a US, I would have just said, no, call 988, and they are a group of professionals to talk to you. They walk, they'll even call an ambulance to come and pick you up from your home to take you to the psychiatry institute. It's not like that here. I will be able to talk to your friend this evening.
Hopefully,
when finish, yes, I'll put out my Ghana number. And then I'll be able to talk to your friend. And if he doesn't have any family or doesn't have any support system, I will advise that he goes to the emergency room and being examined.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have GFA from Sun City. Good morning, GFA.
Good morning, Sister Doreen.
Yes, boss. I believe you have something to share. Please, Doc is listening.
Okay, I just want to thank you for this topic. It's very nice. Because it looks like before you can be mentally strong, you have to appreciate life. You have to appreciate everything. If you refuse to be thankful, you'll be thinking about things that have passed that is not good, just let it go. You'll be thinking about it. So everybody has to be mentally strong by appreciating God for everything. Anything, whether good or bad, just be thankful. Then you forget about things. But if you still keep it in you, that, oh, why did this thing happen to me? Seriously, your brain will be weak. So I'm begging everybody to appreciate everything that comes with life. It's in the Bible that in everything we should give thanks to Him. Whether good or bad, we should give thanks. So I'm pleading everybody, we should be thankful and stop thinking about things that will not benefit us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, GFA from Sun City. I have Scooby-Doo from Shy Hills. Good morning, Scooby-Doo.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. For a minute, I thought I was talking to the cartoon itself. But you're human, so. Scooby-Doo, you have a question? You have anything to share with us? Doc is listening.
Actually, I have a question. Of late, I mean, since the ending of lately last year, I sometimes go off. I don't feel like talking to anybody. I just feel like staying away from people. Sometimes I just, like, that's how I feel. I don't pick up calls. I don't know what is wrong. It comes and it goes. I don't know. So, how do I cure this thing?
Thank you so much, Scooby-Doo. And I'm sure you're listening. Doc will actually advise you on something. Thank you so much. All right. So, Doc, he's human. He gets home and doesn't want to pick calls and all that.
Thank you, Scooby-Doo. That is a good question. So, Scooby-Doo, we are in air. When I give my phone number out, I would like you to call me because there is something that is causing how you're feeling. We need to have a detailed discussion, and then I'll be able to advise you from here, okay?
Okay. All right, so that's Scooby-Doo from Shy Hills. You can also call in to ask questions. Doc is here. We're talking mental health this morning here on Daybreak Hits, and I believe that we all have a lot to share. Some of us, we've been through it and we are out, and we're still finding ways not to go back there. Whereas others are now experiencing it, but they do not know how to even handle it, or they don't know who to talk to. Doc is here this morning. Doc is not, I mean, does not live in Ghana. She's based in the United States, but she's currently in Ghana for 4 weeks. And within this 4 weeks, she's looking forward to helping a lot of people who are going through mental health challenges, issues of depression here and there. And I believe that once she leaves, she doesn't leave forever, but some way, somehow, we can still connect with her wherever she is in the world to also help us. I have Park Wisi on the line. Good morning, Park Wisi.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Park Wisi. Do you have a question for Doc, or you have anything to share with us?
First of all, I just wanted to comment for the good work that she's been doing. I just have a question. Can mental health also affect your sexual life?
You said, can mental health do what?
Affect your sexual life. I just wanted to believe someone have mental health and that. Or maybe stressed out or something. That thing also affects the person's sexual life. I just wanted to
ask. Okay. Thank you so much, Park Wisi. Please listen as Doc will tell you whether it does or not. Doc, Park Wisi wants to know if going through mental health can affect your sexual life.
Yes, Park Wisi. That question is yes. Sexual activity is ignited by happiness.
Mm.
So when you are going through mental issues, your sexual life goes down. Yes.
Mm. So that's when you see a woman, she'll throw herself all over you. You just look at her and you look dumb.
Yes.
You just walk away.
Yes.
So maybe you need to check what is wrong with you.
Yes, there's a root cause. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I hope your question has been answered, Pakwesi. You can also call me to ask anything about mental health. And perhaps if you're going through something you're not sure of, you can also share with Doc so that she can tell you whether it's mental health or something you need to see a doctor on. The numbers to call me on is 0548-841-039 or 0302-216-568-07. Good morning, Rejoice.
Good morning, Doreen.
Good morning. I'm so happy a lady called because so far it's been all guys. So now that a lady has called, if you have any question or anything, Doc is listening to you, Rejoice.
I want to ask if it's possible to be going through mental health issue and not know. Because I'm relating to myself in kind of a way. Sometimes some things happen. I tend to overthink about it years or months after it has happened. Is that actually possible to be going through it and not know?
Thank you. Please listen as Doc answers you. Yeah?
Thank you very much.
All right. So that was Rejoice. Rejoice wants to know whether it happens, but maybe you don't know this is something that is actually happening. It takes her maybe a month or some time before she realizes, I went through this thing. Was it depression? Was I going through some mental health or something?
Hello, Rejoice. Yes, sometimes it happens like that, but those are mild. No, we have in stages where we have mild and we have moderate. So yours may be mild. If you really did not feel it, it's mild. And for the mild, it's just talk therapy. Mm. We don't give medication for the mild ones. It's on and off intermittently. It may be some root cause, something did not go well. So it was mild. Then another thing happens and then it triggers a little bit. And that is when, if you do not address it, if you don't take care of, then you get into the moderate side. And then you get to severe, which is the one we don't want.
Mm.
So, yes, you may be going through mental. The mild stage is normally unknown.
Okay.
But you know yourself and you know the red flags, the few things that is taking you off. You just say, let me just know. If it's something that you can handle yourself, you do. But if it's becoming continuously, then, Doreen, yes, please, it's time for you to, have a conversation with somebody and, pour your heart and find out what is going on.
Okay. Thank you, Rejoice. And it looks like Rejoice was my last caller for this morning. If I may go to Ninoy and Steph, is there anything you'd like to say before Doc can finally wrap up on this conversation on mental health?
Ladies first, Anna.
Ladies first. Hunty, you have anything to say?
Not really, but please, what's your take on abuse of antidepressants?
So abuse of antidepressant, that is also another topic that becomes the addiction part.
Mm. Okay.
So the antidepressant should not be, you're not supposed to be able to abuse it. We have classes of medications that I will not give you much. I'll give you the maximum, something like Ativan. I don't know how you guys call it here, or Lorazepam.
Okay.
Those has the tendency to be abused. But if I feel like you are truly very bad and I don't want to send you to the hospital, I'll give you Ativan for 7 weeks. Abuse to antidepressants, you need to talk to somebody. You need therapy. You can't just depend on the antidepressant, because it's like anytime you're feeling down, you go and take it. Take it more than it's prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you add talk therapy with it, which is the counseling, and then so it balances itself.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ninoy.
I I'll say that this has been a very insightful conversation. I pray that we do more of this, and you can feel the impact from the calls and everything that's going on. So I pray that we do more of this. But my final question to Doc is, you don't have a facility in Ghana, and it looks like everybody wants you to have a facility in Ghana.
I would love to.
But in the interim, what do we do if you want to contact you? Not your Ghana number. When you go, maybe someone will not face it within this period there in Ghana. Are you available to do a call session, a Zoom session, to work some people through some of the issues?
Yes. So whilst I'm in Ghana here, my telephone number, I am here till second week in April.
Mm.
The only thing I'm going to say is that I'm inviting you, or Doreen, I'm inviting you. The Easter holidays, I am celebrating my parents' anniversary. My dad and my mom has been gone for so long.
Oh, okay.
I wish they are around for me to give them some eto and kusu and stuff like that. But they are not. So I just want to celebrate them.
Mm.
So the Easter Sunday in Kowa Sakraka,
okay.
If you happen to be there.
Kowa Sakraka.
Asakraka, yes. In Kowa,
okay.
Yes.
I'll go with Bradash. I'll come with Bradash.
Please. Please join us as we celebrate our parents passing on. Those 3 days, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is when my phone may not be on because of the activity going on. But yes, my telephone number in Ghana is 053-838-0621. The number again is
053-838-0621.
And all the social medias, when I am not here, my my business telephone number, it goes to the secretary, and then she will give it to me. My telephone number in U.S. is +240-564-7146. The number again in U.S. is +240-564-7146.
Please don't abuse the numbers. Don't go and call when you don't have a problem. Don't call and ask Doc how she's doing. She's fine.
Thank you, Doreen. And the social medias, we're on Instagram at Blessing Medical Consultant. Blessing Medical Consultant. On Facebook at Blessing Medical Consultant. On Facebook at Blessing Medical Consultant. At Twitter, we are on there also at Blessing Medical. Blessing M-E-D-I-C-O. And on YouTube, Blessing Medical Consultant. The website is www.blessingmedicalconsultant.com.
All
and
right.
All these medias, you will be able to reach out to me. We have time difference. So if you send me an email around this time, it's 2 a.m. in U.S. right now.
Yeah.
So please give me a little time. Once I wake up, when it's 6 o'clock, 5:30, 4 o'clock, I review all my messages and I will respond to you. So just bear with me in terms of time-wise.
Okay.
And then I will be happy to respond to you and ask you how I may help you. Like Lauren said, please use it very wisely.
Thank you so much, Doc. It has been an insightful conversation. It has been one that I believe those who also call to ask questions have also learned a thing or two. And thank you for our amazing listeners who were tuned in and commending us for this. Of course, I have a very huge and big thank you for the production team. This is something that is personal. This is our lives we live in, but sometimes some people are not able to share until they leave the world. So if you have been here to bless us this morning, to share with us, let us know what is at stake and how we can go about it. We'd like to say thank you to you, and we pray that whatever you intend to do in Ghana, you will get the necessary support to be able to do it. Because for a lot of us, we would want to pick our phones and call you at any point when we feel down, when we don't have people to talk to, when we don't know what to do with our lives, to get that advice and that thing that will make us feel good and to also enjoy life at any point. So thank you once again. If you're just joining me, I have had an insightful interaction with US-based medical practitioner Dr. Akosua Joyce Opong. She has received a PhD award in mental health, and she's actually a decorated medical practitioner who received her doctorate at the University of Massachusetts. Yendia Groha, we won for the best. And that's what we had this morning. She's specialized in psychiatric mental health. She's made history as the only graduate of African descent in her batch. And today, thank you so much, Doc. And we hope that when you go back, even after 4 weeks, we hope you come to Ghana more often. This one, when you come, we are looking for avenues to put up something for the whole of Ghana. Maybe it could be you who will save us in this time of whatever is going on, be it mental health or depression. Thank you once again. And thank you to our listeners. Yeah, Robert Wasso. Nino is here. Steph is here. It's still Daybreak. It's here on Hits 1039 FM. My name is Doreen Avio, hashtag Navrongo Chick, and we have a lot more to share. If you missed out this conversation, just go on our Facebook page, go on our YouTube page, and get everything you missed out on. Just follow it step by step so that when you communicate with her, you can ask her other questions that you missed out on. But don't forget, you still have the chance to win money. Bridash, money, 1,500 Ghana. You let me tell them, it's start 281 hash.
Yeah.
Start 281 hash. Click on number 5, follow the prompt, and we'll announce you as winners for our quick cash promotion. And then maybe we'll do it back to back, you know. So we go on a quick commercial break. When we come back, there's more here on Daybreak Hits.
It's time to get you stepping. And with DSTV, the only way is up. Because if you upgrade your DSTV package now, you'll get an even higher package on us. So upgrade now and get boosted to enjoy even more live sport, movie action, local drama, and big time fun for the kids. Upgrade now and get boosted to the next package. Visit your MultiChoice office or agent and upgrade today. Terms and conditions apply.
Take a deep breath and relax. It's all going to be fine.
Time to get out of bed. Time to put on the radio.
Grab your bath bomb. You are a bad boy. You are a very bad boy.
I will use a four pedo with Michel, me so my dodging. Or the Nabochella Pusifum, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa. I will use a four pedo with Michel, me so my dodging. Or the Nabochella Pusifum, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa.
What's up? Maybe I have a game pie bomb, and then I will be psycho. What's up, my? One, what's a massy two men sans to man tian top? Oh, you know, crab and yan top, or so for moko, mama me bacon, I mean, in it took, so we are maga, me yamaga. You know, you know, you know, my body a tempo, we are me devil, I may have a devil laugh, Ubo base, me what treble, what petrobo, I may a rambo, me a capo, yes, you buy one and take, so what's up with Pesa with Pilambo, my shell ain't see, I saw them, so what's up on a strap, a combo, only Bible, we go phone, don't send us off for a tablet, we'll be some handle, or IG, Facebook, Twitter, hey, baby, I also influencer. Kali J, Meshe, Kesta.
I will use a four pedo, Womichel, Meso Madogen, or the Nabochella Pusifum, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa. I will use a four pedo, Womichel, Meso Madogen, or the Nabochella Pusifum. Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa, Nabochella Wawa.
I will use a four, or we are solemn at the Natuku. Opuman, it will me who nippen a metal netto. A boy, me damn man, but a chillin' me come man come. A genuine walk or car, us your pedo, my main pipe. A friend, my Solomon cup. Holy water, man talk. The dear pede, they may fano me, him hunty jaiko. I saw the Benjamin Jim, and I saw the way him. The dear Jane, that no woof your buffo, who be in him.
I eat bath.
Oh, Jamie, while by your dream so crubble. Jimmy, so I'm a layer with grubble.
Well, Kessie with Awoyo Sofo. Song Nadia Sofrof. Well, of course, this morning I have my winner. Should I say first winner for our quick cash promotion? Is in the person of Ima. Good morning, Ima.
Hello, good morning.
How are you, Ima?
I'm good, and you?
I'm very well, thank you. Ima, when you get money, you just get excited. Are you excited?
Oh, I'm so happy to have it. Okay. Because I've been trying all the time.
Oh, you see? Congratulations to you. And please tell people that it is real. Umbenye Skawate.
Yeah,
okay, all right. Enjoy your day, Ima. And yes, keep listening to Hits 1039 FM. Why? All right, so that was Ima. Ima is our first winner for our quick cash promotion. If you still haven't dialed that number, yo, bro, sis, what are you waiting for? It's star 281 hash. follow the prompt, make sure you click on number 5, Hits FM, follow, and just make sure you are that lucky winner right here on Hits 103.9 FM. Let's talk about Betway. It says that it's back with its all-new Mega Picks jackpot. Now, from as little as one Ghana city, you can build your jackpot your way. You pick your games you actually want on your jackpot ticket. The more you pick, the higher the jackpot grows, up to 2 million Ghana cedis. That's a lot of money. It's exclusive to Betway. Bet the responsible way. Terms and conditions apply. It's regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. No under 18. Betway, get way more. And Beat the Clock, your super radio station, Hits FM, brings you the Beat the Clock promotion. You can beat the clock, or can you do it? Now, it's Ghana Month and we have the exciting radio game for you. How many correct answers can you get within a short time? Just tune into Hits FM this month as we celebrate Ghana. Stay tuned by not missing all the lovely info on Ghana on all our shows, and stand the chance to win prizes if you can. This promotion is brought to you by Hits 103.9 FM and sponsored by Dodie Well. Dream, discover, explore. Shelters, lozenges, think natural, think shelters. We have a board home of kitchenware, household items, and home appliance. We also have German Ozone Medical Center, alternative therapy, dental wellness, and beauty. We also have Nutty Foods GH, Everything Coconut, and Dole Yogurt. More, I need more. So together, we're making this month a memorable one for you. Just make sure you're always the first person to get all the answers right on our Beat the Clock. Hey, come cook a croak. Hey, I'm a mouthful.
Yes, it's a croak.
It's a knock-knock. Also, we weave and produce kente, customized kente, ready-to-wear contemporary kente outfits, and we deal with stoles or sachet for graduations or sash for graduations. We pride ourselves with our authentic Ghanaian kente, which will give you that Ghanaian luxurious look. We give support to our clients during and after the sales journey. Come to Nutty Foods GH. Or Nutty Foods GH for this and more. Visit www.nuttyfoods.com. Exquisite kente, dainty and quality. So yes, get one for yourself as well. It's still Daybreak. It's on Hits 103.9 FM. We don't have much time. Oh, I have Stephen too on the line. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Doreen.
Congratulations to you. You are our second winner.
Thank you.
So why Jia Shao Hong? So you know, we'll give me some.
Well, we'll give you.
Congratulations, and tell your friends that it is real, so they should keep the *281# hash thing going. Okay.
Sure. All this right. Time I'm winning.
Oh, and you're good for you. Yeah, I know I bring.
But 1,000 cities, I've never won that one.
1,000. You get 500. You want 1,000. Okay. It go happen. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Stephen. And Stephen is our second winner. Hopefully, we'll take our third winner, and then we can finish for today. And briefly, I know that we do not have much time, but just to hear one from Nino and then one from Steph. So, creative sector needs leadership overhaul. This is coming from Hassan Ayariga. That is our own Hassan Ayariga. He says if you call him Ayarikov, then you are not a serious person. Yourself. You don't respect yourself. So I will not call him Ayarikov. He's called...
Yeah, I'm off.
He's the flag bearer of the All People's Congress. That's APC. Dr. Hassan Ayariga is convinced the creative arts sector needs a change in leadership. And according to him, the change will help serve the needs of the industry, enabling it to flourish with more income and revenue. He spoke to Mercury Quay on the cruise control, and he explained practically how this could be achieved, highlighting that change is a key to new life. My guest here, should I go ladies first?
I want to understand political leadership or industry leadership or it's policy leadership.
Creative. So creative. They say we have all been boxed.
So the thing is that, yes, We have a policy angle to our industry.
Mm-hmm.
So probably as a politician, I'm sure that's what he's talking about. Because the politicians who normally, you know, draft policy in consultation with the expertise. Mm-hmm. But that part is what I don't know, whether the consultation goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, in the structure we have, that's what happens. So yes, as a politician, he'll call for new leadership. He'll call that, you know, we change leadership so that APC, mm-hmm. this party, comes to power to lead it. But I would have been more happy to hear what the plans he had, APC. So the new leadership that he's calling for.
He spoke about.
What are the policies?
He spoke about leadership. He spoke about structures. Mm-hmm. He says we need overhauling leadership. He says Ghana is rich, but poor in leadership. So it looks like he's not even just the creator. You see, from the top,
yeah.
all the way down. Yes, but yes, I think yes. the emphasis is a little bit laid more on the creative sector okay. because.
So maybe we'll probably have to listen to the full audio and see what the point by point, because I mean this is too broad to say to make. But I would love to know the point by point. Point number one: this is what you want to do. Point number two: you know, in the change of leadership, the leadership should direct this, should direct that. You know, then we can make a better analysis. But for this broad thing, it's a politician. If he thinks we need leadership, and the leadership will bring us something good.
When you finish changing the top, then we can change it. Steph, do you have anything to add up?
Yeah, I love the fact that he said he's open to more conversation on this.
Mm.
And he also called on, what was the name? Marco Kriku.
Okay.
So I think if these people can actually make time to meet Dr. Ayariga and see what exactly he has for the creative arts industry, I'll be more grateful.
Yeah. Okay.
He said Marco Kriku, I think should do it.
Oh, he think Mark is our deputy minister. So he said that Honorable Mark should do something.
Yeah.
I don't know what he... I don't know. Well, sometimes when it comes to these things, I don't... But...
So he was asked if he thinks Mark is not doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
But they are doing, but they need to do more.
More. Okay. Yes. Okay, I get it now.
They are doing it.
That was what he said. They are doing. Yeah, they are doing the work.
They are doing it.
They are doing the work, but they need to do more. According to him,
right now, say, minister, no, since they do the vetting, say, we don't know here anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Okay. So let's help him to meet up with the people who are in charge.
Maybe like you're saying, he said that he's open for more.
Yeah.
Maybe I can have a stakeholder discussion.
We can even have a meeting with him and then
take relevant people, you know, in the space and understand our needs and maybe bring out a policy document, because
I know
the other parties too are putting together manifesto. So
exactly.
I mean, in the next few months when we are coming here, we are talking manifesto versus manifesto. So I think that was the best things he can do now. He can meet the stakeholders of the space.
Mm.
Then we can see.
So you can actually headline this, like you can champion headline. This.
Headline. You know, Lino, because you asked headline. For the audio, I'm going to play the audio right now, and then okay. I know that we don't really have enough time on our side, but just for you to have a fair idea of what
fine.
He said.
There's a lot we can do in that industry.
Right.
And I'll be very honest with you. That industry needs overhauling.
Overhauling?
Overhauling.
The creative arts industry needs overhauling. Yeah. What kind of overhauling, Doctor?
Leadership.
Right. First. Right.
What's the leadership like in that industry? What are the structures? Face it.
So, Honorable Marco Kwekumante, they are the leaders of the sector. You think they are not doing a good job?
I think they can do better.
Right.
I'm not saying they're not doing good, right. But if they are listening to me, they can do better. We can have a meeting. I can have a meeting with them.
Right.
And then I would spell out a lot of things that, because this country belongs to all of us. We should be contributing our quota, not necessarily to the presidency or the political terrain. We should be able to meet one-on-one, have discussions, or invite some of us and say, look, we want you to tell us, what can you help us in this industry?
Right.
Right. So this is Ayariga.
Ayariga Scoff.
No, it's time.
It's time.
Must say something.
It's time.
Oh, but what he said.
But he said you haven't listened to the full video. I don't play it for you. So say something.
But I mean, it didn't really say. Like I said, it didn't really. I mean, I should talk about.
Yeah, Samo.
Sorry. Your kind of then I will be a kafa.
Oh, Nanyan.
All I'll say is that, I mean, it's the right time for him to engage industry leaders, industry stakeholders to understand the issues,
mm-hmm.
you know, and bring initiatives or a strategy for the industry so that we can discuss. I mean, if we believe that's going to help us, then we can start having that discussion. Yes. But if you say overhauling
the cacao.
I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Nino, for coming through this morning. It's a pleasure having you. Steph, thank you so much. And don't go missing again. Try and come around.
Thank you so much
to the production team. Oh, you guys are simply amazing. Mr. Hagland and Akwame Labi, Fly Nima Boy, DJ Bradash, thank you so much. And also a very big thank you to amazing sponsors. Betway, you always get way more with Betway. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. SoccerBet, your best bet for sports betting. MTN, everywhere you go. Bigo flavored drinks, big refreshing moments. And we have Franco Trading Enterprise, still phone, Papa Pafie, Telecel, connecting energies. And of course, it's been a wonderful morning. I hope wherever you are taking care of yourselves. And a very big thank you to Doctu for sharing this beautiful conversation with us this morning on mental health. My name is Doreen Avio, hashtag Navrongo Chick. On Instagram is Doreen _ Avio. On Facebook, TikTok, yes, you are. X is Doreen Avio. Go on, let's keep interacting. And also do enjoy the rest of our programs.
Somebody fits me so perfectly like you do. The poopo cry and sister. Fits out the time I'm putting me here. I give full for all. I did the cry and pay for me. Somebody fits me so perfectly like you do.
Stepping.
103.9.
Hear the new hits first.
Stargazing. Hey guys, I'm Kygo.
Kygo and Justin Jetso. Stargazing.
This is Hits FM. You're
saying this hopeless, that I should hopeless.
I know.
Say I see I'm a kid, I'm the best of my time.
103.9.
Hello world, the name is Jay Soul.
This is a Bradford man.
Hey, what's up people? This is Flo King Stone.
This is Dead Buddy.
I'm Ben James from the BBC.
Hi, this is Nana Fing.
Hi, my name is Lawyer Morris Ampau.
Hi, what's up? My name is Yvonne Okoro.
My name is Ochambe Kwame, the rap doctor.
That's right. Jedouble Amboule.
Hello people, this is Rocky Dawuni.
Yo man, this is Graham Smog, and right now you're listening to Hits FM right through Ghana.
Cause Joshua wash away all the tears from my eyes.
What's up, guys? I'm Drew.
And I'm Alex.
And we are the Chainsmokers.
This is Young Gerald, also known as G-Eazy.
And this is
Hits FM, number one hit station.
All radio is dead.
No, it's not.
Thank you. Some appropriate music, maestro.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hey, I'm Justin Timberlake.
Look what you've done.
Hi, my name is BB Rexha. BB Rexha.
On Hits. Hits.
Guys, I'm Noah Cyrus.
Yo, what's up? I'm Labrin.
Representing for Major Lazer.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Hits FM.
I'm a renowned
boy. You can't stop the tears from falling.
Hey, this is Sally, and you're listening to my song, Gerald.
Number one hit station.
We love Hits FM. This is where we guarantee you only the hits.
That's right.
Hits FM.
103.9.
Dive into a new era of news consumption with myjoyonline.com, your go-to destination for cutting-edge journalism, giving you the most credible stories from business to politics and from sports to entertainment. Myjoyonline.com introduces an upgraded news website meticulously designed to empower you with an enriched browsing experience like never before. Experience the future of news browsing with myjoyonline.com.
Hit me hard, hit me harder with good music. Hit FM, hit me hard, hit me harder with good music. Hit me hard, hit me harder with good music. Hit me, hit FM. Hit me hard, hit me harder with good music. Hit me, hit FM.
H-I-T-Z
103.9.
Claim you all the hits.
What's up, it's Jeremy.
I'm Sam.
We're
Marion Hill.
Hey, this is Selena Gomez.
Hey guys, I'm Kygo.
Hits FM, number one hit station.
No one plays more hits than us.
Okay, Roger that.
Hits FM.
Station.
Hey, this is Rihanna.
You're listening to Hits FM.
On Hits.
Love
it, Hits FM.
Number one hit station.
Who are you taking home tonight?
You're listening to.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
This is Hits FM.
Oh my God, I love Hits FM!
Number one
FM.
Look good at it, confuse me.
Hits FM. Hits after hits after hits.
Look good at it, confuse me. But I got time up for the woman. I just can't
believe it. It's been about